Now the battle for state has sharpened focus of both the electorate, presidential candidates and independent analysts on the state of the country's health system, which has left many Ugandans just one illness away from poverty and possibility and possible death. This morning, in Manifesto Analysis, we seek to find out how some of the 8 presidential candidates plan to deal with the sticking issues on the health sector.
In our assessment, all the candidates indicate increased investment in the health sector, but NOPE states a clear figure of 15% of the national budget going towards the sector as opposed to the current average of 7%. They have also promised a range of interventions aimed at increasing access to quality health care for the population. Yoweri Museveni, the incumbent, in his 2026-2030 manifesto, puts construction, renovation and the upgrade of health facilities as his top priorities. Is pledging to construct health center 3s in sub-counties without facilities, rehabilitate 40 health center 4s and provide them with theaters, renovate old and dilapidated staff houses and construct new ones for health workers, complete construction of Lovoa International Specialized Hospital, upgrade several district hospitals, equip all regional referral hospitals with MRIs and provide health center 4s with Dicto x-rays and ultrasound scan machines, roll out e-health infrastructure, to all health facilities to improve service delivery and prevent theft. Mugisha Muntu, the Alliance for National Transformation presidential flag bearer, is pledging to construct specialized kidney and cancer care centers, ensuring wellness and preventive health care, addressing maternal and newborn deaths, as well as upgrading existing and constructing new facilities. He says ANT will put in place specialized kidney and cancer care centers at the regional level, emphasize that prevention is better than cure in ensuring health to wellness, strengthen VHD system as a core guide to planning and delivery of healthcare services, enhance maternal and newborn healthcare through deliberate investment in skilled healthcare workers, focus on renovation, upgrading and construction of new facilities through public, develop and implement appropriate financing models to guarantee access to all citizens. Robert Kyagulanyi, the National Unity Platform presidential candidate, is committed to increasing the allocation of the national budget to health from the current 7% to 15% to ensure quality and accessibility for all. He has also promised to progressively increase health spending to 15% of GDP to deliver quality, accessible care for all, recruit 16 times the current number of doctors and triple all other health workers in service, place a doctor and a fully equipped health center 3 in every parish, prioritizing underserved areas, procure helicopter ambulances for regional hospitals and enhance emergency and diagnostic care. The Forum for Democratic Change presidential candidate Nathan Nandala Mafabi has promised to upgrade district hospitals to regional referral hospitals and all health center 3s upgraded to health center 4s. He's also pledging increased investment in public health education to promote a health lifestyle and regular screening to mitigate health risks. He has pledged to upgrade district hospitals to regional referral hospitals and all health center 3 facilities to mitigate health risks. Fast track implementation of the National Health Insurance Scheme through contributory schemes. The health policy specialists and activists this publication talked to emphasized the need for the next government to increase domestic funding towards the health sector and address the high out-of-the-pocket expenditure on health. So do the proposals in the various manifestos strike a chord with experts in the health sector. Professor Peter Weiswa, a health policy specialist at Makerere University School of Public Health, says there is a need to strengthen the governance systems in this sector as a major incentive.
If the people in Uganda have to be healthy, the government must up the game to increase the funding. So for me, one major recommendation is that we as Ugandans and through the government, we must reclaim the health sector through good governance, but also increasing our financing.
Professor Weiswa also decried donor dependence in the health sector.
When you see the combination of money spent by donors on the health sector and what we as citizens pay out of pocket, that is about 2/3 of the money that we use in the health sector. And the government is contributing just 1/3. Now, you know that there have been funding cuts by President Trump and others, but also, so most of these donors are good.